USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House says the flying of a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable.
China's, we believe, irresponsible action were visible for the American and the world.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The U.S. military has been recovering debris from the balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina this weekend. More than 4,300 people are dead after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake caused widespread destruction in Turkey and Syria. The quake happened early Monday morning and was followed by more than 60 aftershocks. Americans living abroad being given guidance by the U.S. State Department.
The consulate has emailed all American expats living in Turkey and warned them about what's going on, and several different organizations that I'm connected with have appealed for aid.
Megan Jones is a Portland, Oregon native who works as a teacher at an American school in Ankara, Turkey. Meanwhile, countries around the world are sending support to help the rescue efforts. Two people are accused in Maryland of wanting to, quote, completely destroy Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid.
Tom Sobashinsky is special agent in charge at the FBI's Baltimore office. Officials say the attackers, including one neo-Nazi female, were motivated by racist extremist ideology. The city of Baltimore is more than 60% black. The threats against Baltimore come after electrical substations were targeted late last year in North Carolina and Washington State. A federal judge says the constitutional right to an abortion may still exist, despite the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last year. A Washington, D.C. judge said the 13th Amendment may include reproductive rights. She said the Supreme Court's ruling only concluded that the 14th Amendment did not have a right to abortion. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee to the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
More than 5 years after Hurricane Irma slammed into South Florida, the administrator of a nursing home where a dozen people died is on trial. George Carballo is charged with 9 counts of aggravated manslaughter of an elderly or disabled adult.
You're going to see Mr. Carballo abandon the ship just as the iceberg was about to hit.
While Assistant State Attorney Chris Killoran says the tragedy at the Rehabilitation Center at Hollywood Hills was avoidable, the defense is arguing Carballo is being made the scapegoat. The defense blames Florida Power and Light for knowing the power was out to a nursing home for days. That allowed temperatures in the facility to become sweltering. Not old enough to even drive himself to school for the ceremony, a Pennsylvania youngster is receiving his cap and gown.
A 9-year-old boy is graduating from a charter school in Pennsylvania. David Belogan says his instructors always encouraged him to be his best.
They didn't bog me down. They also advocated for me, saying he can do this, he can do that.
His next step after getting his cap and gown? Deciding where to go to college. He's already completed a semester at Bucks County Community College outside of Philadelphia. David wants to go into the field of astrophysics. I'm John Schaefer.
Quarterback Tom Brady will begin his new job in the fall of 2024. Brady announced his retirement from the NFL on February 1st and says his next move is as a broadcaster at Fox Sports. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.